Morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, FJ at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. It's Monday, so this is an archive show. First published as a newspaper column sometime in the last 10 years. Thanks for downloading, and I hope you enjoy the show. This story was first published on January 25th of 2010, under the headline, Oregon Gold Country Legend, the Solid Gold Snuff Can. Here we go. The Cascade Mountains of Oregon are gold country for sure, but the Mackenzie River Valley area is not exactly its hottest area for prospectors, which is why I tend to think the legend Don Churchill told me about may have some truth to it. Like many longtime Oregonians, Don is a consummate rock hound. He's got a shed full of old lapidary equipment and slabs of stuff like volcanic hailstones and thunder eggs and moss agate, which he's collected over the years. And, of course, he's spent some time looking for gold as well. Those of you who know your gold country legends will probably recognize the story he told me. I've heard and read it about a couple of other places as well, down Jacksonville way, for instance, or out in northeast Oregon. But this may be the original. The story dates back to the 1920s and 30s, before World War II. The way Don tells it, for many years a Native American man was a regular visitor to the Deerhorn Ranch up the Mackenzie River. He would drive up the river in his old Ford Model T and spend the night there. The next morning he'd hike into the mountains. He'd be gone just until about dusk, but when he came back, he'd be carrying a snuff can, the round kind like Copenhagen comes in, packed with gold dust. The next morning, back down Highway 126, he would go. The can of gold would last him usually 2-3 years, and after that he'd drive his Model T back up and do it again. Naturally, this attracted some attention from folks who would have liked to use a kindergartner's euphemism, share the gold with him. Many people tried to follow him into the mountains. Each time, he slipped away and came back with his can of gold. Then, without fanfare, he simply stopped coming. No one knew if he'd died or depleted his cash or what, but no one ever figured out where the gold was coming from. In other places, there would be a very likely explanation. The Indian would have been an old miner working in a commercial gold mine who had managed to smuggle some dust out of the mine each day, perhaps in a special hollow spot in his pick, or maybe in his shoes or underwear or somewhere else, and had cached it somewhere for later retrieval. The fact that it was always gold dust, an eminently smugglable form of the stuff, supports this theory. But there were no working commercial gold mining operations up the Mackenzie. And if there were known sources of loose gold, dust, up there, I haven't been able to learn about them. Another possibility would be that a prospector had struck it rich up there somewhere, and then, before he could bring his findings to market, something had happened to him. Perhaps the Native American stumbled across his remains along with his gold. Maybe a lost cabin gold mine. Or perhaps this is just another gold country legend, augmented with a few specific facts to make it play better around a campfire at night. True or not, it's a great story, and it's fun to think about the possibilities. The source for this story was Donald Churchill of Springfield, Oregon. That's our show for today. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. What you've been listening to is one of more than 500 stories originally created and published as newspaper columns in first-run syndication between 2008 and today. You can read them all at offbeatoregon.com. Other Offbeat Oregon goodies include an active Facebook page, a Twitter feed, a ton of historic photos, and a bunch more stuff, plus a book, including visuals for today's show and full citations to sources. All these things are accessible via our hub page at offbeatoregon.com. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Questions, critiques, ideas for a future episode? Email me at fj@offbeatoregon.com. Episodes of Offbeat Oregon History are uploaded around 6 a.m. every weekday, so the next one will be on your device and ready to go before you know it. Until then, go out and fill up the rest of the day with good stuff. Bye now.